True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Well, I have a ton of audio to get to this afternoon. Reaction from the left, some things that happened over the weekend. John Fetterman saying some very commonsensical things, which is not unusual, but why is he the only Democrat saying things along those lines? Josh Hammer is back with us this afternoon. You hear his show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on 97.1 FM Talk. He's the senior editor at Newsweek. How are you this afternoon, Josh? What a week last week was.
Mark, I suppose I'm doing the best I can under the circumstances. It's been really trying to be totally blunt with you.
Did you have a relationship? I did not know Charlie, and I had not had him as a guest on my show. Did you have a relationship with him?
I knew Charlie Kirk very well, actually. We spoke almost every day, and we actually spoke less than 24 hours before the assassination happened. We were literally talking about his upcoming campus tour. It's just devastating stuff. It is heartbreaking. You know, Mark, on my show, the Josh Hammer Show, that just played here on 97.1 over the weekend, it was the first time I ever spoke on this show that I just broke down crying. That's never happened to me before, honestly. So it's just been one of those kind of weeks, honestly.
Well, and I have empathy for that. Look, Ethan, my producer, is with me here in the studio, and sometimes is the guy who gets you on the line. He's a younger dude, right? But he's been listening and following Charlie Kirk since he was like 15 years old. And even Ethan got very emotional, Josh. And even I think, underestimated. I knew how big he was. I liked the guy. I used to play his audio, but I think I underestimated the reach that he had with these young people, which is incredible.
You know, I honestly think to an extent I did too. I mean, I was well aware, certainly, of Turning Point USA. I've spoken to numerous other events. I mean, he built what I would argue probably the single most formidable grassroots mobilization and activism organization on the entire American right. So I was well aware of that. I guess what I was not entirely aware of, Mark, was just how far Charlie's influence reached beyond just the political realm. I mean, talking here about nearly all of the NFL teams holding a moment of silence. I mean, country music, megastars like Jason Aldean and Morgan Wallen having tributes. Mid-concert, the New York Yankees.
Aaron Lewis did it, too. He's a country guy, but he did it with his band Stained because he was also, you know, the singer before he went country, and he dedicated a song in the middle of the show to Charlie as well.
Right, so I think that's probably the element that I hadn't quite appreciated. I knew that he was an absolute titan, a five-star general in this broader battle to save the country and save civilization, which is very much how he would have framed things. He loves speaking in kind of civilizational terms. I saw him as a five-star general in that fight, but honestly, I don't think I fully appreciated just how far he reached beyond the confines of our day-to-day political battles.
Can you help me, Josh, and my audience understand this narrative that emerged last week and apparently continues, that somehow this shooter, and I don't say his name, is MAGA? Now, his family certainly seemingly were conservatives, Republicans, but you have, and I guess I'm just behind the times because I didn't know this term, groiper, but there's this allegation that this guy killed Charlie Kirk because Charlie Kirk wasn't extreme enough on issues related to the right. So they're trying to flip it around. No, we didn't have anything to do with this. These are extreme right-wingers that are responsible, with no evidence of that whatsoever, but they're running with it.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, they're running with it because it's the self-serving thing to do, right? I mean, it's very simple. So it seems to me that the shooter, who I also have a policy mark of not naming the names as well, it's a good policy to have, I think. He grew up in a conservative Mormon family in rural Utah, right? So he grew up to register Republicans. He learned how to shoot a rifle at a young age, as many folks in rural America do. But it seems to me that this is a classic case of someone who just goes completely down the rabbit hole upon entering a university campus and upon spending way too much time online in websites, forum like Reddit. He spent a lot of time on Reddit, apparently. Discord was his platform of choice. I've never been on Discord, but I've heard just all sorts of awful things. And, you know, another thing that I'm working on, Mark, I'm trying to develop this theory, but someone said to me, and it kind of makes a lot of sense, if you are the kind of person who comes, as this individual does, from quintessential rural, gun-owning, Republican-registered, red state America, and then you become a radical, far-left, socialist, communist, transgender, I mean, whatever ideology or ideologies you subscribe to, I'm wondering whether there is some sort of psychological need on people who fit that very specific mold to double down on the radicalism, to try to atone for the way in which they raised, to try to atone for their conservative parents, their conservative family, their red state background. So I'm kind of developing this nascent, incipient thesis, if you will, that maybe some of the absolute most dangerous people are those who actually come from conservative families and conservative states when they then go really far off the rails in college. It seems to me like that's exactly what happened.
Well,
here,
there might be something to that for sure. Josh Hammer with us this afternoon. What do you make, you know, look, and I talked about this a little bit on Friday. You and I have probably talked about cancel culture over the years. I'm not comfortable with a lot of it. So what's happening right now is there are a couple of websites, End Wokeness, Libs of TikTok, maybe most prominently, that have really been highlighting some of the vitriol out there against Charlie Kirk, people dancing on his grave, really going to some extremes. Now, my position is, if you got your ordinary, you know, left winger with a nose ring who's going off on this and they work at a Starbucks or whatever, I don't really care. But there are people in these positions of authority in government, at hospitals, at teachers and principals and people like that who are being exposed. Now, they're getting hit pretty hard. Some of them are losing their job right now. Do you have any thoughts on that whole dynamic relating to this story?
Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts on that. So, Mark, I actually am a longtime critic of the term cancel culture. I thought that the right made a tactical, arguably even philosophical mistake, actually, in adopting that sort of rhetoric. Because the reality is that there are some things that deserve to be canceled. There always are things that deserve to be shunned. We're not gonna welcome into the marketplace of ideas in a university classroom someone who's going to offer Hitler apologia, right? Someone who's going to offer all sorts of apologia for the killing fields of the Soviet Union and so forth. There are some things that we correctly and rightfully deem to be outside of the bounds of acceptable speech. Rather, the question is not necessarily a principled one, but a tactical and prudential one as to where we draw the lines in any given circumstance. And that calls for discernment and judgment, and it's complicated stuff. So here, we have people that are openly celebrating the murder, the cold-blooded assassination of a 31-year-old man, a husband and a father of two beautiful children. He was a dedicated husband and father, by the way. He loved his wife, Erica. He loved his children there. If you are celebrating that, that is not cancel culture. That is the proper response to what you are saying, is that you should lose your job at minimum. I mean, you know, some of the examples that I've heard are just too unbearable to even think about. I read this one story about this one teacher. I can't remember the exact grade, like third or fourth grade, and the teacher is showing the horrific videos.
Yes.
What are you doing? What are you doing? And this is evil. This is literally demonic from the pits of hell evil. And frankly, I think that losing your job is about the least offensive thing that I would like to see happen to a
person.
But,
you know, some of these people are so brazen, they just don't think that there's going to be any consequences. That's the thing about free speech. Yeah, you got a right to go out there, but your employer has the right to say, look, you know, we don't stand by you when you're saying such vile things. But it's been amazing to me that, you know, you would expect people to get pretty emotional in the first 24 hours and to say things maybe they would regret, maybe they wouldn't. But it just continued through the weekend. You know, it's not like they're backing off. They're kind of, in many instances, many of these people are doubling down. Now, right before the segment, maybe as I was introducing you, I mentioned this whole thing with this nurse who is in New Jersey. And the update on that is actually a positive one, because she goes on Fox this morning saying she's the one who was suspended after questioning this doctor who was in the room celebrating his death. Now, the hospital says they've accepted the physician's resignation and the nurse is expected to work her scheduled shift. So some of this is kind of getting righted here in the background, which is a good thing, I think.
Yeah, it is a good thing. Fundamentally, we cannot have a society where people are openly calling for, clamoring for, justifying, and or celebrating violence against other innocent people. I mean, not to put too fine a point on it, Mark, but what I wrote in my column that was somewhat of a tribute to Charlie was that this is literally how republics die. A people that gets the point where you are deciding to not hash out your differences through the soapbox, through the podium, the pen, the keyboard, and so forth, but rather you will do so through knives and swords and bullets and guns. That is a people that has ceased the ability to engage in lowercase r Republican self-governance. And, you know, Charlie was among other things, a genuine, sincere evangelical Christian. He was intimately familiar with the Hebrew Bible, the Old Testament, and he loved the book of Genesis. And, you know, I think about Genesis 1:27, which is this notion that this world's transforming revelation that God made man in his image. And I think downstream of that is the notion that man is different from the animals of the animal kingdom because we can do this. Among other things, we actually have the ability to engage in reasoned discourse through the spoken word and to ultimately arrive at the truth, whereas animals just fight over food there. So we're risking becoming animalistic again in a fundamentally pagan, non-biblical way. And the irony, of course, is that that is just the complete opposite of everything that Charlie Kirk preached day in and day out in his life.
Well stated, Josh Hammer. Always great to have you on. I appreciate it. You hang in there. Thanks a lot,
Mark.
Josh. All right, take care.
You.
Get more at 971talk.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.